This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomal the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your stupid pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures, like humans, pigs, mooses or meeses, whatever you call them stupid things, ponies, tapirs, tapirs, I don't know what they are. They're kind of like pig thingies, I guess kind of similar to what you see at Walmart. Anyways, any other mammals, no mammals allowed to listen. Also no birds, no frogs, no crabs, no fish, no slugs, no snakes, and no geckos. Stupid geckos and their stupid chirping noises. Chirp, chirp, save money on insurance. Chirp, chirp. Annoying little bastards. Disgusting, vile creatures. Yeah. They all gone now. All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomal the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the Foundationary. You are supposed to know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomal the Destroyer. And if you don't, shame upon you and all your ancestors. Your ancestors turned their backs on you. I hope you know that. They disown you. They say you're from the milkman. Anyways, you could catch yourself up at my website, ZomalTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Well, last week it was a parade. Well, not around our neighborhood, but somewhere in town. And then there was a pool party. This weekend it was a barbecue at Grandma's house. Georgie's whole clan was there. Well, maybe not. But there was like at least 20 monkeys there. There was Grandma and Grandpa. There was Georgie, Georgie's brother and his kid. Grandma's sister and her husband, plus her kid and the kid's brood. I don't know how many there were. I don't know. Could be 3, could be 14. Bunch of stupid kids. 3 of Georgie's other cousins from somewhere and some other cousins. I think those ones were from Grandpa's side. Oh, and then there were some neighbors wandering in and out. Actually, I think it was probably closer to 30 monkeys, which is to say it sounded a whole lot like feeding time at the monkey house at the zoo. I was just amazed that none of them flung feces across the play, you know, across the picnic table, but it was possibly because they all knew they were being observed for anthropological research. Pretty sure they do that, though. Anyways, ugh. So, apparently the occasion was that it's a long weekend. BC Day or something like that, which sounds like a stupid holiday to Iggy. Why in the hell would you celebrate being here in BC, British Columbia? It's nasty and rainy all year long. I mean, it even pissed rain last week, and that was July. What's worth celebrating about BC? BC bud marijuana? Well, Iggy don't smoke that shit. Though by the smell of it, I'd say some of Georgie's cousins do. Tourism twerps like to brag about the mountains and the ocean and the skiing, but I say this. No one in their right mind likes going skiing. Why would you purposefully leave a warm, heated interior of an insulated house to go outside in the sub-zero frozen hell to play in the stupid snow? And if people are not only doing that, but going up a stupid mountain to do it and paying a crap load of money for the privilege of freezing their nips off, well, I say call the loony bin. Don't celebrate that shit. Medicate it. Screw the mountains anyways. Only thing up there is snow and mountain lions and fat-ass German tourists causing avalanches with their helicopter skiing. Mother Nature trying to even the score, if you know what I'm talking about. A little history lesson there. Anyways, what else? Oh yeah, screw the ocean too. There's sharks in the ocean, you know. Sharks and killer whales and stinging jellyfish and icky kelp and all sorts of other disgusting gross things. So don't celebrate the ocean either. Oh, by the way, speaking of killer whales, Well, one of them got its fat ass beached on the rocks the other week. It leaped out of the water trying to eat a seal. Who in the hell wants to eat a seal? Stupid thing. Anyway, so then the dumb killer whale got stuck on the rocks because it jumped too high, and then the tide went out. So, you know, totally a Darwin in action kind of thing, but no, stupid monkeys had to go keep the retard whale company and hose it down. By the way, there's water restrictions, but apparently there's plenty of water to hose down a stupid whale. And they went to help it out, so when the high tide came, the stupid whale swam away, and then the monkeys all patted themselves on the back for helping it. Well, if the whale swam away with the high tide, then the monkeys didn't do a damn thing because the whale got free on its own. Well, also because Mother Nature. And if the whale wouldn't have been able to swim away at high tide, well, then they shouldn't interfere because then they just help squash survival of the fittest. But see, that's how stupid the monkeys are here in BC, and they're plumb proud of it. Anyway, so the monkeys, they have this stupid holiday for their stupid skiing and stupid whale cesspool celebration. Which, by the way, the holiday's actually on Monday tomorrow, but Grandma decided to have the barbecue on Saturday instead for reasons Iguana can't fathom. So we went after Georgie got back from her summer school stuff. Of course, nothing us iguanas eat gets grilled. But Grandma put out a veggie dip plate and salad that I sort of helped myself to. The salad more than the veggie plate, because if Iggy wanted to eat veggies, Iggy would eat what Georgie puts in my dish at home. More importantly, Grandma had a giant platter of watermelon slices. So Iguana set to work on a slice of sugary goodness straight from heaven. At least until Georgie caught me and tried to shoo me away, but Iggy just hollered for Grandma, who took my side and overruled Georgie's fascist dietary rules. Oh, Georgie, let Zamo have a little treat. Mom, that slice of watermelon is bigger than Zamo is. It's a long weekend, dear. Zamo can have whatever she likes. Yeah, suck it, Georgie. Anyway, so that was BC Day weekend so far, and, yeah, not really much else to report. So, anyways, I gotta go have a nap, and you guys gotta go subscribe on iTunes to the show if you haven't already. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you beat that human senseless. And then you go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. So that's it for this week's show. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.